Welcome everybody, Shir number 945. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Refua Shalema Freda Golda Bas Esther Shtakav Refua Shalema Psech Shachoyle Yisrael. Getting back to our Malach of Makkah Bepatish. Okay, we are started our last last gezera. We are middle of the malach of Makkah Bepatish, Tikkun Mana, and we started our last gezera. We said that Lamaisa there were six gezeras, Midrabanan. We went through the other ones. In the last share, we just mentioned quickly what they are. We are up to the last one, which is the Isser of folding linens and garments in the right way on the line and so on. We will see that the Mechaber does bring down a shita, the Mordechai actually, that doing it not the regular way, in other words, backwards, and not the regular way of folding it, there will be room to be makel. But we're going to see how that works. So, Lamaisa, we started talking about last year that if somebody folds a garment with five conditions, and they have all five conditions that are met, if you're missing one, it's aser, that we're going to see the Mechaber says, but if you have five conditions that are met, it would be okay. So we're just going through those five conditions to get an understanding as to what it's all about. And like we mentioned last time, the first condition was a problem of hachana, of preparation for during the week. We said the first condition was that it has to be for that same Shabbos. So that's the only thing that was a little bit different, that had to be done for the same day and not for during the week. But in other words, a separate thing, not Tikkun Mana, not Makkah Bepatish, but preparations for the week, which is the Isra Vachana. The other ones are that it looks like you're fixing the garment, Kemisak and Mana, by doing it the right way and you know, folding it up neatly, tightly on the line and so on. So the second condition which somebody would need, which we started to talk about, is the first one we said it has to be the same day. Second one, v'dafka ba'adam echad. It has to be one person, ba'adam. And there's parentheses, the Mechaber says echad, one person, that's all. Now, what does that mean, one person? Says the Mishabura, would I be able to do it on a table? Is that considered a problem? In other words, good, I do it one person in the air, I'll fold the garment, fine. Let's say I put it down on the table and I spread it out on the table, right? And I start folding it so nicely on the table or on these type of couple of chairs to make it, you know, more exact and so on. So the Mishabura Taka says, avul b'shnei b'nei adam, with two people, right? Mishum d'vishna, what's the problem with two people? Why is one of the conditions of folding a garment on Shabbos, it has to be one person, and two people do, it's automatically not allowed to fold it nice and neat the right way. When two people do it, they take out the wrinkles better, right? They pull it, two people always pull it to make it nice, tight, neat, and they take out more of the wrinkles, and therefore it's similar, it looks like v'nirik misakin mana, it looks like our iser, our part of Makkah Bepatish, which is Tikkun Mana, fixing a garment. Again, it's not exactly, but it looks like. Says the Mishabru, v'mekapel, this all could be found in Sif Cotton Yodalit, v'mekapel ala safsol, if somebody does it on a safsol, a stool, a table, these type of things, dina kemekapel b'shnaim, then it would have a din as though two people did it. So somebody might say, well, I'll do it on a table, good, I'll do one person, but I'll do it on a table, I'll do it on a couple of chairs or whatever, that should also not be done because that would mess up that condition. It has to be done like in the air by one person. Like this becomes not such a professional type of folding. Okay, so now the next condition. That's what he says. V'dafka b'adam echad uvachadoshim she'adayin l'nis kapsu. The next condition, the garment has to be a new garment. In other words, if it's a new garment, it would make it easier. V'lo'nis kapsu, that it was not. This kapsu was not washed, not a washed garment, it wasn't dry cleaned and so on, it's a regular, it's a new, brand new garment. So what does that help me to fact that it's a new garment? This is condition number three that one would need, tells us to Mishabura, Sif Cotton, Tezvav, Lefisha Kol Shaloinis Kapsu, a garment that was not yet cleaned or washed, Heim Koshim, it's strong, sharp, Ve'ein Memarin Likmite, and it doesn't get wrinkled so fast, Ve'ein Choshov Hakipol tikkun. Therefore, if somebody folds it up, it's not a real, it's not such, it doesn't look like a real type of a fixing. When you have a garment that was already washed, right, and laundered, and it's now getting wrinkled up, a person wears it. So now you go and fold it on the line, you fold it nice, neat, and tight, it looks like your mom is fixing the garment. But when you have a new, let's say like a new suit, a brand new suit, right, or well, we'll see, a suit is a little bit different, a doxa, but let's say like a talis, because one of the conditions, it has to be white, and it can't be light color, and it can't be dark. So let's say like a brand new talis, it was never clean, brand new, never nothing, and the person has it, so that makes it much easier. The lines are there, it's not wrinkled, and it's nice, strong, tightly, you know, fit from the, came straight from the store, so therefore, when you fold it up, it's not a real, it doesn't look like a real fixing, whereas an older talis, a talis that was already washed, cleaned, and so on. So that already, when you're folding it on the line, it's a real, it looks much more like a real fixing. Ve'en chashev, says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'en chashev akipul tikkun kol kach ad she'yeh nira kemesaken mona. And then therefore the folding doesn't look like such a fixing, ad she'yeh nira kemesaken mona, until it's like, until it's a real, it looks like tikkun mona. In other words, bottom line, it's not enough of a fixing by a new garment where we will say it looks like tikkun mona. Okay, we'll see how that works. So now the next condition tells us the mechaber levonim, and it has to be, it should be white, a light color. We'll see if there's a difference. We'll get the reason why I'm saying we'll see. We want to see in the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas a little bit. He explains each condition a little bit more, possibly the Sefer Lamates Malachas. But right now we just want to get an introduction as to what it's all about. So now it has to be white. Why? Why? If I have a black pair of pants or a dark pair of pants and I fold that, even though it's brand new, we said, and it's not so wrinkled or whatever. So what's the problem on the color? How does the color help? So it tells us the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tezayin, Devitzivuim Hakipol Mesaken Yoiser. By colored garments, the folding is a better fixing. In other words, it keeps it sharper, keeps it a little bit sharper. And you have that a lot of times by suits and skirts and whatever. That sometimes in the pressing, like I mentioned many times, we were in the dry cleaning industry, and if it's not pressed the right way, it gets shiny, it gets, there's various different, by dark color garments, it could be messed up very easily if the pressing is not done so well and it's not so, you know, nicely fit and tucked in and so on. It doesn't look as good. But by a lighter color garment, it doesn't, you don't see it. There's no real shine if it's not pressed so 100% or whatever. It doesn't really stick out that much. Where by a darker garment, it sticks out more. So therefore, the folding of a darker garment, you know, on the lines and so on, like a pair of pants and so on, would be more of a fixing, and thereby it looks like ke'ein tikkun mona. That would usher it. Okay, so now the last condition tells us the mechaber also, ve'ein loy lahachalif. You don't have another one. In other words, good, we'll let you fold it. You have all the other conditions. That it's for today, good, it's for the same day for Shabbos, number one. Number two, it's only one person, fine. We said that it has to be brand new, not washed, fine. We have that condition. We have it has to be white, fine. But now there's another condition, ve'ein loy lahachalif. You don't have another one. Also, in other words, if you have another one, if you have, that tells us the Mishnah Berurah, avol im yesh lo lahachlif, if you have another beged, let's say a person has another talis, I have two, we're going to see, what about a weekday talis? We'll talk about that. But if I have another Shabbos talis, I have two Shabbos talisim, so good, use the other one. Why do you have to start folding this one? Good, you have all the conditions, fine, it was never cleaned, it's brand new, very nice, one person, everything good. So we'll let you fold it. But the problem is, you have another talis that you can wear, then we're going to tell you, then you cannot fold this one. Now, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Aval im yesh lo lahachlif beged acher l'Shabbos. If you have another one for Shabbos, then afal pisha ein yofa kazeh. He says, even though it's not as nice as this one, lo yitiru lo lekapli. We're not going to let you fold it. In other words, let's say you have another Shabbos talis, but it might not be 100% like as beautiful as this one, even though we're not going to let you fold it. Just ending off this condition. And then, of course, we're going to get it into the conditions and see how they apply and so on, and we'll take it from there. But says the Sharetzin in Sif Cotton Yudzayin, the Vebeged Choyel, you'll say, what about your Shabbos talis? Very nice. I have all the conditions for the talis, wonderful. The only other talis I have, though, is my weekday talis. Do I have to wear my weekday talis, or could I fold my Shabbos talis if I meet all the conditions besides the last one? So tells us Mishnah Berurah, the Sharetzin in Sif Cotton Yudzayin, the Vebeged Choyel, loy mikre yesh loy lahach. Just because you have a weekday garment, you have a weekday talis. I'm just giving a mashal. It could be by a suit or whatever. But then you're missing, usually you're missing the condition of white. But the beged chol, a weekday talis, le mikre yesh le lahachlif. That would not have a status of, yeah, you have another talis, because that's a weekday talis. Even though the second Shabbos talis is not so beautiful like the first, the Mishnah Berurah said, but a weekday talis, that we don't count, that does not count as something, another talis that you could wear, because that's a weekday talis. That's all, it's a weekday talis. Okay, we're going to go more into this and, of course, see various different examples, how they work, what you could fold on Shabbos, what you can't fold on Shabbos. Bottom line is, we see problem with the pants. Take a person... What do they do with their pants? You can't hang it up on a hanger. Could I hang it up on the chair? Could I just, you know, hang it by the waist? What am I doing? So we'll go through those in Yonim upcoming Shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha kol tov.